Shell Oil is facing another setback in its plans to drill exploratory wells offshore in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. Some Alaska Native and conservation groups have succeeded in challenging the oil company's clean air permits that would have allowed the drilling to go forward this summer. Shell External Affairs Director Curtis Smith said without the permits, the company can't proceed with its drilling plans in 2011.
Without it, we can't drill. When it comes to a major permit like our air permit, we have to bat 1,000. Otherwise, our drilling program is on the bench for one more year. Obviously, Shell doesn't want that.
Smith says Shell's plans are to drill in the Beaufort Sea this summer. The Center for Biological Diversity, Earth Justice, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, and the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope allege that the company would emit tons of pollutants into the Arctic environment from drilling. Shell's clean air permits were granted by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, but the challenges sent them back to an Environmental Appeals Board for review. Last week, the board found that the EPA's analysis of the impact of nitrogen dioxide emissions from drilling ships on Alaska Native communities was too limited. The board remanded the permits back to the EPA for another look. EPA spokesperson Suzanne Sikowski says two permits were sent back on December 30th. They are for the prevention of significant deterioration of air quality under the Clean Air Act. One permit was for the Beaufort Sea, the other for the Chukchi. Sikowski says the EPA must now review its analysis of the permits. Smith says the board felt the EPA limited its scope of analysis on the impacts of drilling to air in some coastal communities and failed to determine at which point drill ship emissions became a source of pollution.
We, for our part, believe that the permit was very robust and that our air emissions program is the highest standard in the world. Last year, we made the decision to retrofit our drilling rig at a cost of $25 million with a new catalytic system. We had voluntarily made the move to use ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel so that we could have the smallest possible impact in the Arctic.
The board did not approve the complainant's request to review whether the best available emissions control technology was being applied to drilling support ships. Smith says there is no indication when the EPA will complete its review of the permits. He says Shell has only 4 months in which to work on exploratory drilling this year.